Hello, is Janice Martin there?
This is she.
Good evening. I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
70.
Thank you very much. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino, or other?
That's going a little too far, but I would say that we're both white.
Thank you very much. Oh, let me just check over here. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
We are Republican.
And do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. And now, thinking about the direction in the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very unhappy, and we will be raptured up, hopefully, before the election. We're both Christian, and we believe that Jesus will come back for us.
Thank you. Now, in generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Gleason Camp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
No.
So that would be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I think he should leave.
So is that a somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Very strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two from the list. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, improving K-12 education, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, or protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Well, I believe in Medicare, and I think they should close the borders.
So that would be border security and protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. The first one on the list is Maria Cantwell.
Strongly disagree with her.
And on a scale from 0 to 100, in which 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable?
I'd say 0.
Thank you. The next one is Raul Garcia.
I don't know him. Is that a him?
It's a him, yes. Raul Garcia.
I don't know.
Never heard of him. Okay. Yeah. The next one is Marie Gluten Camperez.
I'd say zero.
The next one is Joe Biden.
Zero for him.
The next one is Donald Trump.
He gets 100.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Kent.
Oh, he's about 50.
The next one is MAGA Republicans.
What about the Republicans?
MAGA Republicans. How do you feel about them on a scale from 0 to 100?
Well, I like the Republicans, so I'd say 100.
Thank you. And the last one on the list is woke liberals in Congress.
Woke liberals in Congress?
Yes.
Well, give them a zero.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Gluten Camperez?
Joe Kent.
Thank you. And even though you're not supporting Marie Gluten Camperez, now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Gluten Camperez? A small chance? Just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
I'd say no chance at all.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you think it isn't important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one on the list is a moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
I don't know anybody that's in the Congress.
But would you say, how do you feel about these qualities and attributes about a member of Congress? With 0 being not important at all, 5 meaning somewhat important, and 10 extremely important.
I think that's extremely important.
And on a scale from 0 to 10?
A 4.
Thank you very much. The next one is someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
I think they need to have very strong beliefs.
And on a scale from 0 to 10, on how important do you feel that a member of Congress should have these qualities of attributes?
10. I'm getting tired of this. When is it over?
Oh, well, we still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. We're 46%.
Yeah. So we vote Republican.
Yes, that's why we need your point of view as well, so we can have an unbiased perception.
Okay. Okay.
So how do you think, or how important do you feel that someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF is for a member of Congress?
I don't know how to answer that question.
On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 meaning not important at all, 5 means somewhat important, and 10 extremely important?
I think it's extremely important that they get all of the issues.
And what about someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves?
10.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics?
10.
A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us?
Definitely a 10.
And the last one is a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
Right. Not a show horse. It's 10.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Guzin-Camperez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Guzin-Camperez for Congress, a 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Marie Guzin-Camperez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
She's an idiot.